the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before, because often, and this is especially true for parents, right? Like, you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day, or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, Texas A&M will shut down on Thursday for the burial of George H.W. Bush. The university says all non-essential personnel at the College Station campus should avoid the area because of the funeral procession. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello?
Testing, testing, testing.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. For the weather forecast, it looks like we've got quite a bit of sun, mostly sunny throughout the rest of the week, but a little bit cool. High today of 36, tomorrow high of 38, Friday high of 36 again, and Saturday a high of 34. So as I mentioned, mostly sunny and a little bit chilly. So bundle up, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help. And I just want to express my condolences to the Bush family. You heard it on the news. And I wanted to point out that maybe you've heard that President George H.W. Bush was the founder of the Points of Light Points of Light Foundation, which is a huge organization that focuses on volunteerism and service. And they've got another piece of that called Generation On, which is focused on the youth and encouraging them to get out and do service. So if you've got a few minutes, check out pointsoflight.org or generationon.org. And there's a lot of great ideas for kids to get involved or families to get involved on for service. And I think today, December 5th, I think it's National Service Day or something. I forget. It's hard to keep track of all the days. It's not Donut Day, but or Cookie Day. I think that was yesterday. But today's one of the National Service Days. So if you're thinking about service, especially during the holidays or making your plans and already setting up your New Year's resolutions, then think about adding service to that list. All right, on to our guests today. I'm very excited today to have two special guests in studio. Our first guest is Daniel Fenko. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Well, I got to turn their mics on. All right, well, Daniel Fenko, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Dan Fenko.
And Dan Fenko is the founder of the Camino de Fe Church, and we're happy to have you on today. And then our other guest is Karen De La Maza. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And Karen is the founder of the Kids Can Change the World program, which gets youth involved. So we've got two special guests here that are focused on building community, helping kids, building purpose into your life, and helping adolescents, helping families build that sense of community back into our lives and connection. So I'm going to start with you, Dan. Tell us about your background and your calling as a pastor and how you got the Camino de Fe Church started.
Okay, so I'm originally from Peru, and I came to the United States when I was 15 years old, 26 years ago. And so I went to high school, college here, and then I was always involved in church, doing different things, Sunday school, teaching Sunday school, playing in band, and then my pastor saw potential in me for ministry, and so encouraged me to go into ministry. And so I got ordained in 2012, and I've been a pastor ever since. But before that, I was working as an engineer, and then I moved into the pastoral role. And so about 5 years ago, one of the things that we realized in the church is that you can open the doors, but people don't come anymore. And so you had to adapt or try to make some changes. And so we started this church. And the thing about this church is that we go to where people is, right, rather than opening the doors. And so that's kind of the story of how we started. So we went to Burnsville and meet in different homes around the area and try to build that community and a sense of purpose for everyone.
Incredible. I love it. So, and you just celebrated your 1 year anniversary. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, great. And Karen also just saw a need in her community for her kids and for service and involvement. And tell us about how Kids Can Change the World started.
Thank you. Well, I'm originally from Mexico City. I came here 10 years ago with my husband and my three kids. And I have a bachelor in economics from Mexico City and a background more in finance and banking. But I have always loved helping people in need and this contact with vulnerable people. So I did a lot of volunteering in Mexico City with children, abandoned children and sick, and in these different homeless places. And then when we moved to New Jersey, I wanted to keep doing this, and I looked for different organizations where I could help. I finally came to this. This is a microfinance organization in New York City, and it's called ProMujer. Their mission is to help low-income women in Latin American countries to start their own businesses so that they can give their children a brighter future and more education. So I loved working here. I loved everything, but my area was more related to finance, and I wanted to have this like closer connection and more impact with all those women and children that they were helping. And I decided I needed to get more skills to be able to do what I wanted to do. So that's when I decided I needed to go back to school. I got my master's in nonprofits, global health and human services, so that I could be able to work directly in what I love doing. In the same time, I was invited to be a Girl Scout troop leader for my daughter's class with another friend. And I did this for 2 years, and I loved being able to be close to these little girls that were starting their lives and be able to translate to them some the importance of being kind and being a better person, and that that would translate for them having a more meaningful life. So I love this part. The 2 years after that, I was invited to coach my son for an international competition called Odyssey of the Mind. And even when this was not related to volunteering or like helping people in need or anything, it was the idea of this program was to instill very important life skills in children, and I think they are very much needed. So like critical thinking, problem resolution, and these kind of things. And I love them both. I loved like helping people in need and being close with children. And I decided I wanted to do something that could instill human values in children and life skills, but and promoting volunteering to them. So that's how I started creating this program.
It's incredible. And I love hearing the story. And I actually wrote a story on Tap Into about your organization. So yeah, you're up next, Dan. I need to do a story on you. And the thing that struck me with what you're saying and what you've put on your website was life skills. And with the work I do with Room to Read, and they're talking about the developing world, they talk about teaching life skills to girls and kids in all over the world. But the life skills apply here as well, and right where we are, in a different way. But because basically we're all the commonality we have in our humanity, we need life skills, and whether it's learning to care for yourself or education or whatever it is, the bottom line is we need to care for each other, whatever that means. So, and you both embody that in spades. And the other quote that gets thrown around a lot is be the change. Mm-hmm. And you guys both, you're the change. You're like, I see a need. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fill it. I'm going to get another degree to fulfill this purpose. So it's incredible. Your dedication to helping kids and helping families and helping people come together in a time when it's so desperately needed.
Yeah.
Right. So let's go back to you, Dan. You started that you saw a need and you started to build the community and build connections. So how did you gather the first couple families together and get this thing going?
Yeah. So we're gearing towards the bilingual families, Spanish speaking families. And so one of the things that I do is I go to delis, restaurants, and I meet people there. You know, always at the same day at the same time. And that's how I met different families. And so I asked, I started having conversations about them, about their families, their kids. And then, you know, I told them that I was interested in starting a new community, a new church, and they were interested. And that's how we began. But one of the things that we do also is, you know, try to help them, give the community tools and resources for them to engage in and be part of the American way of life, sort of like what you're talking about. And so so that's kind of how I meet people and how we get together. And so now we have about 25 to 30 people now, mm-hmm. Gathering every Wednesday in different homes in Burnsville area. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be a church without a building that gathers weekly and worships weekly, but gathers once a month on a Sunday. So and we're going to have our first service on December 23rd.
Really?
A bilingual service.
Yeah, and where are you holding that then?
I'm still deciding because I'm connecting with people in Burnsville, but also New Brunswick and Somerville and Bridgewater. So we're trying to find out a central location for everybody to travel to.
Yeah, that's so perfect right around the holiday season, right? So,
right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help. And we've got two very special community superstar guests today. Got Dan Fanco, who is the founder of the Camino de Fe Church, and Karen De La Maza, who is the founder of Kids Can Change the World. And we're going to talk to you, Karen, and tell us about you're wrapping up. You basically started a volunteer club for kids, and you're wrapping up your fall semester of the activities. So tell us what's going on right now.
Okay, sure. So the program is about instilling human values and life skills in children through service. This group of kids have four different visits to nonprofit organizations addressing different social needs. So during the program, the kids make a visit to a food pantry to learn about hunger and poverty, to an animal shelter to learn about all these animals in need and abandoned animals that need a home, healthcare, and love for them. They have a visit with the seniors also, that this is like more interactive session for them. And then in the last part of the program, they go to an organization that promotes the importance of taking care of the environment. I think with all the things going on in our planet, the global warming and all the problems we hear in these days, I think it's very important that we raise children that are aware on how their everyday actions can have a positive or negative impact in the environment and what they can help. Mm-hmm. So after this first part of the program, that is these four visits where kids can get like a closer connection and exposure to these different social needs and problems, the idea is that they get these like important values here, that they become, I think, more grateful and more empathetic when they see other people suffering or people mm-hmm. in need. And then after this, the second part of the program is that the kids choose one organization they visited or a cause that they promote where they want to leave their mark on. And they brainstorm on different ideas on how to carry out their project. They start with a community project. This time I'm running my last program from this fall, and the kids, this group of 16 kids decided they want to do something to help animals in need and homeless people. Mm-hmm. So they are working on getting donations for these different organizations because they are helping different places. Mm-hmm. And they are all working on different projects here, like, part of the idea of the program is that this project is based on their own ideas, effort, and work. So it's their kids' actions that is going to make them achieve something. And so they came out with ideas of making a drive at their school. Some others decided they wanted to go to a pet store and do a drive there to get mm-hmm. donations. Mm-hmm. Some others are doing this with friends and family. But the amazing part of this, I think, is that kids really surprise us in the most impressive ways all the time. I think I couldn't think of teaching them anything that they are teaching me or what they are showing. And I have, for example, in this last group, I have a girl who is a third grader. She's 9 years old. She's so young. And before we came out to the last part of the program for the community project, the mom told me that after she visited the animals all the way back home, she had been so touched by this experience that she was really trying to look for ideas on how to help animals. And she came out with a beautiful poster that she did. And then the next day, she looked for her school principal that I think was amazing.
Wow.
And she told her principal that she wanted to do something for the animals at school, that if she would like to do a drive there. Of course, the school principal was very supportive, and she said, you know what, I would like to have you at the school assembly to show what you want to do to the students.
Wow.
I think this girl is achieving such an amazing thing for animals in need, but also I think on her,
yeah,
it's like it's something great also
yeah.
for her.
Yeah.
And then our other girls that are doing, they were calling the pet store and asking for authorization, but they are doing all these things on their own. They are 9-year-old girls or boys, 12-year-olds until 14. They're still very young yeah. to show us how amazing things they can do.
Yeah.
So
no, and I think that's incredible. So, and I always tell my kids, lead by example. And you know, she didn't know she had this desire, and you opened it up in her, and then she took the initiative to go talk and present. So it's awakening, you know, because they're naturally empathetic. Kids are, you
yes.
know, they. And then in adolescence, when you're struggling with who you are and who you want to be and what everybody's doing, but to have an example of just giving and growing and doing it, it also gives you a sense of accomplishment and comfort knowing you're helping. And then maybe you don't have to worry about all the other menial stuff going on in the cafeteria or whatever. I know it's hard. We've all been through it, but you know, it gives you a focus that's so meaningful. And I know,
exactly.
Dan, you're building that with families in Bernersville, and you, like you mentioned a little bit earlier, you're building a community of faith, but you're also giving them the tools that they need to function more, utilize all the resources available and
right.
let them know about it. So tell us how you're communicating that to this group.
Right. So I think one of the issues that we found out is that, you know, people need to be educated in different ways and have just life skills. And because a lot of the families work two or three jobs, they don't have the option to do that. And so one of the things that we started doing is doing workshops and seminars. And the first one that we had was about first-time home buyers. And so we partnered with a realtor in Baskin Ridge, and he brought five bilingual agents and officers, bank officers, to do the talk. And so we had about 35, 40 people, and just the practical ways how to start saving money and the steps that they need to buy a house. And so, you know, a lot of people came out of that with hope, saying, you know, I can do this if I follow the steps that I need to. And it's something that they didn't have before, and now they have it. And so those are some of the things that we're trying to do. And then another workshop that we're trying to do is on finances and just how to do a budget or how to save, because, again, it's not that they don't want to do it. They want to, but they don't have the resources or just the knowledge to know how to do it. And so that's one of the things how we can provide it. And we partner with the library, so we do it at the Bernersville Library in order to everybody to be central and come to where we are. So that's how we're trying to help the community.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the Bernersville Library has a pretty active ESL program, I believe, right?
Or yes, yes, they do. And a few families from our community go there. And they do a great job, but unfortunately, I don't think they have enough volunteers.
Volunteers,
and
hello.
I know.
If you're out there, we need volunteers.
And so, yeah, and that's the other thing that I was trying to help them too, because I know RVCC, Raritan Valley Community College, they have an ESL program. And so I helped one of the young people in our community to sign up, and he started taking ESL courses at the RVCC.
Okay, good.
So because he's a little bit more experienced.
Yeah. No, so. That's incredible. Well, and you touch upon basic points that most Americans don't save, don't know how to buy a house, don't know how to, navigate some of that. Because people just avoid any kind of financial preparedness because they feel like it's so hard to figure out. And if you've got a language barrier, that makes it 10 times
yeah.
harder to figure out. So it's nice that you're providing a service, baby steps, and getting the experts in there to the workshops. It's a perfect idea.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. So Karen, I want to, since your mom's here today, so she's the videographer today, I always talk about how I was raised in a family that values volunteering. And so I don't know, maybe you can talk about what the culture is like on giving in Mexico City, but also within your own family. And is that, did some of that spark what you started to do for these kids here?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I grew up in going to Catholic schools in Mexico City, and they very much promote like volunteering and giving back. But it was also, I mean, this I love this part, but I think the way they did it, it was mainly sometimes we did it because we had to. It was not that we found a more meaningful way of doing that. That's why also I was like trying to do something different in that part, but it definitely ignites something on you. And also my mom that is here, I mean, she was not like volunteering like we do now, but she was also very considerate about people suffering. And I remember she had a cousin. I was trying to think what brought me here. My mom had a cousin that had an accident, a terrible accident, that he couldn't walk anymore. So he would lay on a bed all his life, and he had three children, and they struggled so badly. So my mom would take me, and I always wonder why just me, because we are four children at home, and it was just me that, please come with me and let's bring them some food and bring them some presents and just bring them company. And so when I used to go there, it was really touching for me, that experience. It was hard to see them. And I think that is what it put this seed on me about helping people in need. I think that's why.
Yeah, because you felt good, right?
Yes, it feels so good when you are doing something for others that I think the main benefit is for sure on us.
Oh, I know. I mean, I say that I'm addicted, and people are like, oh, you do so much. I'm like, really, I'm totally selfish. I just get that high, and I just need more.
Exactly.
I know, but and especially kids, because they're just so unassuming, and we have the interfaith. Our church is part of the interfaith community, and they have homeless families come stay for a couple weeks during the summer. And so I always took my kids to be the after meal kind of playtime where they just hang out. And I remember my son, he was probably like 9 or 10, and they're all playing, and then like I didn't overly explain what we were doing. I just said, hey, we're gonna go hang out with these families or whatever, and I think he heard the word homeless or whatever at some point, and they're playing, and then he's like, well, who's homeless here? Like, he was like, he's just like, you're just a normal kid, like, you know. But it was just like, I'm just a kid, and we're playing ball and we're hanging out, and you know, I just thought it was just sweet that, you know, it's like we're all the same, we're all humans, we're just hanging out and helping one another. So just these stories are great. So well, and being that we're in the holiday season, when Jesus is the reason for the season, right? And well, and we've got Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. We're right in the middle of Hanukkah too, as well. So,
right.
But how important do you think faith is in building community and helping children and things like that?
Yeah, no, I think it is very important. I think the values that God puts in us, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. It's pretty much what drives Camino de Fe and the church plants that we're trying to do. It's try to find a need in the community and do something about it. And I think that's kind of like the takeaway that I want from this conversation, that, you know, I love that people can serve in other countries and go overseas, and that's great. But there's also need in our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And if you turn around, look to your left or right, and you will find a need. And so what can you do about that? And so I think God puts that in us to love our neighbors as ourselves, to love even our enemies, right? And so I think faith is very important in all the things that we do, especially as we try to love others. Because, I mean, to me, it wasn't always that I wanted to do this because I had a bad experience years ago. But the more I did it, the more I started connecting with families in the community, the more that I learned to love them as my neighbors. And so I think I learned so much from them, not just trying to help them, but learn their generosity and how welcoming they are every time I show up. And so just try to find a need in your community and let God lead you to how you can help them. You know, that's mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah, well, basically, just get off your phone and look around.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I think, you know, because there's more and more books and documentation coming out about how the screens consume us and consume the kids. And you know, I would have never met my husband because we met on the Port Authority bus. And if we would have been both, you know, that was before cell phones, but I was like, we were looking up, looking around. And, you know, I leave my phone on the counter in my purse for hours on end, which my kids are upset. They're like, you need to pick me up. And I'm like, what? No, but, you know, just put the screen away and just engage in people. And I talked to my dad and he said, oh, I was, you know, he was waiting for his, medical appointment, and he said everyone in the whole waiting room was just glued to their phones. No one was looking around, and you know, and it's just we miss something when you're right. not engaging in community wherever you are, standing in line at the grocery store, or just look around, and you'll, it's not hard to find a need, like you said, in right. your community. Look right, look left, just open your eyes, be attentive, and like I said, I'm so addicted. I do both. I do local. I do global. I you know it all, but. I have time to do that, but anybody else, it just takes what appeals to you. Do you want to write a check? Do you want to get involved? Do you want to get involved in your church or your community or service work? I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah.
And Karen, so you've got five or six areas of focus that you let the kids, kind of, you expose them to, and you want to talk a little bit about each one?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the first one is a food pantry, so the kids are exposed to hunger and poverty. The idea here is that the kids learn about that there are many families in our communities that are struggling to bring food to their homes. And to learn about the great job of these organizations to help families in need. And so also they realize that there are many ways they can help, and it doesn't matter your age, you can do something for everybody. All the visits are educational, interactive, and hands-on. So this is like the first area that they visit. They also go to an animal shelter, and here the kids learn about and have a direct contact with animals that are suffering. They are sick animals, and they learn on how the animal shelters are rescuing all these animals. But also, there are many, many more animals in need than the ones we can support. Mm-hmm. So there's always so much need for help and volunteers and goods and everything. I think this is one very special visit for the children because children love animals and they have this connection with them. And I've read it's very important for to instill like animal care in children, and it reduces violence also for future relationships. So it's a very like it's very important to have this visit as well. Then we do. We also go with the seniors. We go to the senior living housing. And here, the kids, I tell the kids that they can volunteer and help others while they are having fun, too. So I ask them, if you have any passion or talent, you can share that with them. So we have many kids that love baking, so they bring sweet treats, and others love acting and singing, and they prepare a talent show for the seniors that they love. And some others have been doing magic tricks or playing the piano, many different things that they share with them. And I think this visit is like a win-win situation for both parts, because for sure seniors get a lot of joy and smiles, and the children brighten their days. But also, I think the seniors have a great wisdom they can share with the children. And when you see them together, because they also bring like their favorite board games and organize a bingo with prizes and everything, it's great to see how they are sitting together and having so much fun and talking to each other, and they really enjoy this time. And I think it's a great experience for both of them. Mm-hmm. And I also tell the children, seniors start feeling lonely and depressed many times, and they start facing health problems, that it is great for them to have some company. Mm-hmm. So even each visit that the kids are doing is already like leaving a mark on different people, and vulnerable people.
Right, because it gets you outside of yourself and distracted,
exactly.
And you're not thinking about your pain or your problems or whatever.
Exactly.
You're interacting and focusing, and then it also sparks healing, I would imagine, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. Oh, that's incredible. And then, you're doing a couple more.
And yes, the environmental education. So they go to an environmental center, and they learn about taking care of the environment, but they also do a hands-on activity. Last time, they were planting a tree and some, food and everything, so they love working. They were so excited about working, and living, like having an impact in that place. So when they come back in a few months, they will see the result of what they just did. But they are still learning about, you know, different social problems. And for this last time, for this last program that I'm still running, I added two optional visits. I wanted for the children to get more human interaction and connection. So I added a visit to Gigi's Playhouse. It's a nonprofit organization that provides educational and physical therapy to children with Down syndrome. So I think this visit has been one of the more meaningful for the children and for me also, because what you see there, the families struggling with a child with special needs, mm-hmm. and it's really like very meaningful. Mm-hmm. There was this lady there that she had three kids. The youngest had Down syndrome, but he also had very strong respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. And this mom had three children. And she was a single mom. She needed to take care of her three kids, so she didn't want to sacrifice the time with her kids. And she decided she would sacrifice her own time to sleep. So she worked from 2 a.m. Wow. until 3 p.m. to be able to spend the time with her her children. So and then the last visit I added is with homeless families. So our group of kids would serve lunch or dinner to homeless families.
That's nice.
And implies work, and this also seeing families facing a different situation than ours.
Right, and for the club that you have kids sign up, I found out about it through the Friday folder. And so it's primarily Basking Ridge and Long Hill Township kids, or anybody can join, right? It's just
anybody can join. I basically promoted through the Friday folders from Basking Ridge and Long Hill. Next year, I'm planning to start it in Short Hills. We used to live there, and I have some friends interested in starting one there, so I might be starting to offer it in different towns or having organizations closer to those towns, but still in these ones that I run right now in Long Hill and Basking Ridge, anyone can join.
Yeah, and is it it's free, right?
Yes, it's free. It's the
And do
no
you meet
registration
in,
fees?
Do you meet in your house or at a community center or library?
No, we
or
meet. I was able to borrow a place in All Saints Church in Millington.
Oh, okay.
They borrow this. It's a huge place for us, and it's great.
Oh, nice.
So we have, because, yes, we have two meetings. The program has two meetings, one in the beginning of the program where I tell the kids what the program is about. And then after the visit, we get together again to brainstorm on the community project, and it's in this place. Okay. And the rest, we go out there. Parents are welcome to all meetings and visits.
Okay, great. And I will post all the website information and some of this information on the Happy to Help site on Facebook after the show if people want to get a hold of Karen or help start your own club or anything like that.
Sure, that would be great.
Right.
Yes.
And Dan, can you give us the contact information for where people can reach you if they want to learn more about Camino de Fe?
Yeah, our website is CaminoDeFe.church. And also we have support Camino de Fe .church if you want to.
What, .org or does it have a .com?
No, .church.
.church, really?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, wow, Camino de Fe. Oh, well, you better spell that just for, okay.
Oh, CaminoDeFe .church.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. All right, great. And what have you got planned? So you said you're going to have this a service for the holiday, the 23rd.
Right, we're planning a Christmas celebration service on the 23rd. We're still location to be decided.
Yeah, and you're on Facebook, too. The Camino de Fe has a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, we have Camino de Fe .church. And then on Instagram, Camino de Fe .church for people to follow our story and the things that we're doing.
Yeah, because you're pretty active on social media, usually.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. That's great. So we got that. And then what is on the horizon for year two? Where do you see the church going and developing, and what do you have plans for?
So we want to create different communities around Central Jersey, I guess, because that's where I live. So like I mentioned earlier, we're connecting with people in New Brunswick and then also people in Bridgewater. And so try to build different communities there. And so they can gather weekly and then probably have everyone together once a month. So that's the plan, to the long-term plan, to have different communities in different areas where they can worship, but also they can help others, help one another, and try to find ways to help their communities. So that's the plan.
Yeah, well, and I kind of like the flexibility because when you meet together once a month, it's not so much. I know we all grew up going to mass or going to church probably every week, and I think it is a good, you know, it's a good connection and a good practice to have. But I think in the busy lives today, you know, if you say, well, at least if I can get there once a month, I'm doing something. And then for the more intimate meetings once a week at home, I like that idea.
Right, and it's very informal when we meet on Wednesdays. And like I said, the families that we have, they're so generous. We have meals every time we gather.
It's all about the food.
It's all about the food, yeah, and have fellowship and chat about what God is doing in their lives. And so, yeah, and then meeting once a month will work for many families too. So, and it will be bilingual, so
yeah,
everybody can join us.
That's great. And you said, so right now you're cultivating people through the deli, you said, or the coffee shop or something?
Yeah, that's how I meet people, try to build relationships, make friends. Pretty much that's what I'm trying to do, make friends. And if there's opportunity to talk about faith, you know, I always welcome that. It's about intentionality, and that's how, you know, we can, like I said earlier, we can't expect, as a church, we can't just open the doors and expect people to come in. And one of the things that I've been saying is that I kind of follow Jesus' pattern of ministry. He left heaven to come to earth, so we leave our churches to go to the communities.
I love that. So, I love it.
So that's how we're trying to do ministry.
Yeah, go to the people, right?
Go to the people.
I love it. All right, well, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll be back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help. And today we're talking to Dan Fanko, who is the founder of Camino de Fe Church, and Karen De La Maza, who founded Kids Can Change the World, about service and kids. And one of the things I wanted to point out is the value we get from service, but also the intergenerational interaction, which you do with the kids in the senior centers and different things. And I want to focus or remind people that, you know, this is the season of giving, but it's not all about the stuff. It's not all about the shopping and the frenzy and the stress. It's think about who you can help or where you can show up to help with a soup kitchen or drop off a toy or interact with people in need. There's all kinds of opportunities, and Karen makes that available to the kids through her club and makes it easy and fun. And so tell us a little bit about what you've got focused. Your current session is ending with the kids, and then does the next one start up in the spring, or how does it?
Yes, I usually run the program twice a year, so it's a spring session and a fall session, and it's an 8-week program. So, yes, I'm planning to start the program again in next spring. Right now, the kids are finishing their community project for the animals and the homeless.
And you think you'll probably have about 16 kids again, right? It's been right around that range,
yes,
so far, right?
Yes, it's been more or less 15 kids. This last time was the first I got more kids than I could accept, which I think is great. But also, I didn't want to take... I would love to have them all, but it's, I think... 15 is a good number, mm-hmm, for our visits, also because parents are welcome to come. So, mm-hmm, if we have like maybe 20, 25 people, that might be too much.
Yeah.
But yes, mainly it's about 15 kids.
But I think you've created a good boilerplate. Like you said, if you expand to Short Hills and you can get some of the moms there,
yes,
to kind of take a leadership role in helping the club grow there, or, you know.
Exactly.
Because it's such a great model. It's a volunteer club. Like, you know, I mean, I know kids, there's a million clubs, but they're not really... I mean, I know they're doing it and they're having fun, and the Girl Scout troops do some of that, but a club for volunteering, I just think, is amazing.
Thank you. Yes, that would be my idea, because I would love to lead many, many more groups, but sometimes I can't. So my idea would be, if there are some other parents interested in, like, guiding a group, that would be great. And I always get so much support from parents, and they also enjoy it very much. I think they would love to do that as well.
Yeah, and I think people want to help, but sometimes, yes, it's just getting started, or how do I start, or I'm overwhelmed, and I just, you know, I need a plug and play, a turnkey, something to just get me going. So
exactly.
I think you've created that model, which I think is great. So we'll keep
Thank
watching you.
You
and see what happens.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. So Dan, tell us again where people can, if they're looking for faith, if they're looking for bilingual interaction. I need to come practice Spanish. But how can people get, and video you. How can people, you know, what would you say to people that are kind of looking for purpose in their life, or looking for a community, or looking just for interaction? Don't worry about it.
What I would say, you know, love your neighbor. And during this season, especially as, you know, we're all geared to give, just try to find a need in your community and do something about it. Just don't stare at it or talk about it. Just do something about it. And that's what we're doing with Community of Fe. We're a bilingual church, and starting in Bernersville. If you don't have a church home, you can come join us. And then especially now during the season of giving, and as we get into the new year, think about how you can give back to your community, how you can love your neighbor and share the love that you have received and all the blessings that you have received from God. So, yeah.
Yeah, that one quote, it says, to those much have been given, much is expected, right?
I know,
right. That's what it just takes a minute of contemplation, of paying attention, right? Just being aware. I mean, I think you can get so much if you're just calm, or if you're just aware, if you just look around. Like I said, get out from behind your phone, get out of your frenzied buying and wrapping and cooking. And I mean, the reason for the season is to be together, right? So if you don't get that, this Thanksgiving, I got everything ready, and, you know, after hours and prep and everything else, and I realized I didn't make mashed potatoes, and the kids about freaked out. I'm like, okay, if your worst problem is you don't get mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving, I think you're doing okay. No, but I think it's an awareness, and I want to encourage people again to think about what you can do. I mean, there's websites, there's people, you go to Happy to Help. I post all the time different opportunities, different people that are doing things, and you can go to the local library or the community center or the senior center and think about giving a gift to a teacher, making a donation, like a $10 donation to a charity or a cause that you care about, whether it's related to literacy or related to anything that you care about or that you know they care about, because the teachers don't need another mug or another, you know, trinket, but maybe just make a donation in their name, and then we have less stuff and less plastic to pollute the environment. But and also, as we move into this season of giving and sharing and reflection, then the new year resolution dilemma is right around the corner. And yeah, we all want to get in shape and eat healthier and work out more, and those are always at the top of everybody's list. But really, if you focus on maybe giving of your time, because time is the most valuable asset that we have, give your time and find an organization or some people that you can spend time with, even if you start out with 1 hour a month, you know, and then you get the bug and you get the hook and then you're addicted and then it just grows and you live a much happier life with less stuff, but more people and more connection and more love in your life. So we've got, we're getting into the home stretch here before, but tell us more, tell us another story about maybe a kid. Like you said, that one little girl surprised you with her initiative. Is there another story that a kid or an interaction from one of the people that you visited at one of the centers that really kind of was like a wow moment?
Yes, I think, well, it was another, like in the community project, the group I had last time, the kids were having a bake sale to raise funds for animals as well. So these girls came up out to the bake sale with all these baked treats and brownies, cookies, cupcakes, everything. They had a lot to sell. But when we got there, it was on a baseball field and a baseball game. And they settled up their pretty-looking table, and they made posters, flyers, everything. But then they were not, like, not many people were watching the game. So not many people were approaching us, like, to buy their treats. So they were like, oh, I think we have a problem here, because how are we going to make to, what are we going to do to sell all that we have? So they, again, brainstormed on ideas, different ideas, and it's amazing how they all come with great ideas on how to solve their problems. And some of them took some trays and starting singing songs, getting closer to the people in the benches and singing songs about animals. They brought their animals there, and they were, of course, they were bringing people's attention to what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And some others decided there were more people in the other side, so they took like a separate table down there. They were trying to find solutions. And I think this is like all the way in for these kids working in this project leaves them so many skills that they will use for life. Mm-hmm. Regarding like more human interaction, kids going with the seniors, I've seen kids, some boys that are very shy, and when they get there for the first time, of course they feel like very uncomfortable, they don't want to sit, they don't know what to do, and after like 20 minutes after, 30 minutes later, I look at these kids and they are laughing and talking to the seniors and having so much fun. So I think it's great also to, it brings them, like it takes them out of their comfort zone sometimes, which is great. And then they really love this, they become more sensible when they are with people from different realities than they are.
Right, they get out of their comfort zone. Uh-huh. I mean, that's what it's all about, is breaking out of your comfort zone and learning and growing and interacting, right?
Yeah, some of them are very shy, and when they, after a few minutes, they are out of the shell. And I think parents love seeing their kids like that. I think that is good for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. How about you, Dan? Do you have any stories of faith or community or your kids and different things with the things you've done?
I can give this to her.
There you go.
For example, we helped a family. There was a fire in Burnsville a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we find out one of the families couldn't find a new place to live, and the apartment that they used to live in was not able to help them. So we helped them. We partnered with Somerset Hills Lutheran Church, and we helped that family, and we gave them money for the deposit of the rental place and all that. And then that was one of the stories. And then another story is a young man was trying to get his license, and he didn't have anyone to take them to get his license. So I helped them try to, you know, with the process of how to get his license, his driver license, and then took him to take the driving test. And after the second try, he passed.
Aww.
So, you know, so just to say that, you know, try to find the need in the community. There's always someone in need. You can partner with us. We're trying to do different workshops and seminars about parenting skills, finances, how to save money, how to budget, you know, really basic stuff that people need for day-to-day things. And so if you would like to partner with us, go to our website, CaminoDeFe.Church, CaminoDeFe.Church, or email us, CaminoDeChurch, CaminoDeFeChurch@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And I will, again, I will post all these connections and pictures and everything on my website or on the Happy to Help page for people to be able to access it. So we can. All right. Well, any final words of wisdom for our community or for your kids or to tell people more about what you're doing, Karen?
I think that I always say that kids are able to achieve amazing things and they just need the opportunity to make them. So I think while joining this program, or it's a little bit, it's just like an eye-opening for them to see the world around them. And then I always say when I finish the program that this is just like a little taste of this, that they can continue with a volunteering throughout, like doing some volunteering throughout their lives. And if mm-hmm. they want to still visit, of course, there are many kids that are willing to continue visiting the seniors, or some others want to do volunteering like in a more on a regular basis with children with Down syndrome or everything. Mm-hmm. That's the idea of the program, that they continue all this through their lives.
Right. And have you had repeat kids in the program?
No, I haven't repeat because I do the same visits, but I okay. have families that are on their own visiting the senior citizens that we visited at that time. And for example, one of the kids that joined that was volunteering at Gigi's Playhouse for the children with Down syndrome, the mom reached out the organization and she said she and her son want to do the volunteering on a regular basis. They took this, like, you need like a preparation course for this, and then you make a commitment over, I think it's a 3 month,
okay,
which I think is great. And some others are looking to do different things all around. They keep doing things.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, you've opened the door and showed
like
them
an
how.
Opening.
Yeah, you've kind of demonstrated how to get it. Because, again, like, people just don't know where to begin.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and you said look around the community. So for you, it's just go to the diner and hang out, right? Talk to people. Get off your phone.
Right.
Get out of your newspaper. Get off your screen and just talk to people. So, and you take your kids sometimes, don't you, to the hangout?
Yeah, I mean, they're part of it. I mean, it's a family ministry.
Yeah.
During the week, sometimes it's hard. But when they have school breaks, the whole family goes and hangs out with families.
Yeah.
And then on Sundays, you know, obviously we do that. So, but yeah, I just would say, you know, try to find a need in your community. There's always someone in need. And so just try to open your eyes and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best way to express what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, and I think some of it's just as simple as a mindset, right? You know,
right.
If you just go in there not harried and checking your email and, you know, just have a cup of coffee, look around and, or, you know, wherever you are, you know, because somebody's always, it's not that hard to figure out that someone kind of might need a help or might need a conversation, right?
Right.
All right, well, thank you again, Dan Finko and Karen De La Maza, and I'll post all their contact info on the Happy to Help website, or call the chamber if you aren't on Facebook. We can connect you to these wonderful people doing amazing things, especially during this giving season. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
The Washington National Cathedral is starting to fill up for the funeral of late President George H.W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice tells Fox News today is a big day for the country.
I was fortunate to be on his National Security Council staff, and he really is the epitome of a public servant. He taught me a lot about how to be a public servant.
Granddaughter Barbara Bush Pierce tells NBC's Today Show she's heard a lot of great stories about her grandfather since his passing.
Shocked by how many people have some memory of meeting him somewhere and how they found him funny or how loving he was or how personable he was. And that's a really wonderful gift to us.
Although the official start of winter is still a few weeks away, temperatures across the country are dropping. Parts of every single state are expected to see below freezing temperatures either today or tomorrow morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A Turkish prosecutor is demanding arrest warrants be issued for two Saudi nationals for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The chief prosecutor's office in Istanbul filed paperwork Tuesday to obtain warrants for two men close to the Saudi crown prince. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says cross-border tunnels that Hezbollah has constructed with the support of Iran are being destroyed by the Israeli military along the Lebanese border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Prime Minister Netanyahu described Hezbollah's goal for the tunnels.
These cross-border terror tunnels were built by Hezbollah with direct support and funding from Iran. They were built with one purpose in mind, to attack and murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
I also spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces.
We decided to launch the operation now, before Hezbollah had the ability to become operational and before the threat became really imminent to Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International